You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. A couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I thought of you during the break.
Good to be back.
Yeah. You're supposed to ask why.
Oh, why'd you think of me during the break?
Because I just feel sorry for you in this sense. Risotto said he was actually happy to have you back.
Well, I don't know that for
sure. And instead of processing that like, damn, that's my teammate and friend, you went to the lab and thought like, he didn't mean it. And I guess all I'm saying, I'm not perfect. That's sad.
Well, it's sad that that's the society we live in. I agree.
That's your mindset. The dude got no reason to lie to you. Just take a compliment, keep moving.
Listen, I have enough yes men around me. You know what I'm saying? I have enough of those.
But I ain't one of them.
I need people who, actually, I don't want anybody to challenge me. Never mind.
You seem like somebody who's actually got no men around you.
I'll second that. Nobody what does that mean?
It means they all tell you no.
You need a team.
Like a baseball team?
No, somebody to check. To just like, dude, that's not. You two look like De Niro and Casino. Somebody said that with the color of the shirt in your glasses. No doubt, he was a bad boy. But why didn't he know Ginger never loved him? But anyway, you need somebody to just help you out a little bit. Okay. I try.
Let's get to some calls here. Let me get back to some Niners in a second. Wesley's in San Francisco. Hey, Wesley, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, first of all, first-time caller, and I just can't say enough about this show. I really, you guys keep it so real, and it's your comic relief for me every day.
Wow. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I like this.
See, that sounded sincere.
Yes. But listen, on that documentary, I'm pretty sure it's the same one I saw over the weekend. It's amazing. I mean, really amazing. It made me, I forgot all about that first team. It goes into in-depth interviews
yep.
with all the players. and it talks about like how Livingston came on and they interviewed him and how what happened with David Lee when he had to go to the bench, and you know, and it's just really, really well done. And you know, I grew up here in the city. I remember the championship team in the 70s.
Sure.
And after that, the Warriors, it was just a, people forget, it was just a given the Warriors were not going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, it got so bad that I just assumed no matter who they drafted, they were going to, like Joe Barry, Carroll, whoever, they were going to screw it up. So for me right now, everything with the Warriors is just icing on the cake. They've had an amazing run, and I highly recommend anybody watch that documentary. It'll really make you appreciate the Warriors.
Thank you. Thank you, Wesley.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought he was talking about a night in Idaho.
Me too. I was like, man, the families.
I was like, I knew it. Somebody's going to think it's great.
But this is what we're talking about. You need people in your corner. Steiny, you had me thinking this Warrior doc was on its way out to be released. It sounds like it's out.
Evan, we might need some help on that one.
Yeah, the documentary is out. It's been,
oh my God.
Well, they're rolling them out in episodes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think the first three episodes are out.
Wow.
And it's produced by the Golden State Warriors. So obviously it has a hometown twist.
No doubt, but just to see the footage and the interview, like Wesley said.
Well, you can go on YouTube and see anything you want. Highlights and stuff. The highlights, if you want.
I'll give you a one.
You really want to hear Andre Iguodala wax poetic about teamwork and
no, I want to hear about how what's his name called him a mole, Coach Carl.
Yeah,
oh man,
surprised Iguodala was available.
Man, he's big time.
Let's go to Phil in San Bruno. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey guys, doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
doing well, thanks.
Hey, I just called to give you a gift. You don't have to give me credit. I don't need royalties. It's the title of the podcast that you want to do.
Oh, let's go.
Instead of the court of public opinion, which is used already, call it the sport of public opinion. It's a play on words. Nobody's used it. It's my gift to you.
Hey, I don't owe you anything because I like how that was Fabby. Yeah. Like, you see what he did? Change this. Oh yeah. My God!
All right, Phil. Noted. We'll take it into consideration.
A public opinion.
I appreciate it.
Evan and I are going to run with it.
That's really good.
That is, man,
sport of public opinion.
Because we do.
That's not bad.
Dude.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I like it. Now, when I say, Stein, you want to record an app, I'm out.
Well, if we could.
Wait a minute.
Evan,
we got it.
So let me try to channel my inner Fabby. You ready?
Let's do it.
So we could do something the sport of public opinion, right? Opinion. Risotto laughing.
As that applies to Fab. Evan, yeah. I see what you did.
I thought
you,
oh, Sean Living Pen or whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay.
Well, it would just be Sean Penn.
the court of public.
Shout out Milk, a great movie by Sean Penn. You ever see Milk? M-I-L-K?
No.
Sean Penn? No. We have some dudes that don't get it. Evan and I are going to do a movie, Pod 2.
Oh, that should do well.
No, seriously.
No, I said.
Charlie Sheen, guys like that, they don't get enough love for what they've done on screen.
Give me your top three favorite Charlie Sheen roles.
Platoon.
Well, of course.
Now, why would you ask me?
Because you're not going to be able to go number two. And I ain't and half man and half a baby sitcom ain't one.
Which is phenomenal. Dude, I love that. Dude, I watched that twice. Hey, you ruined it for me. Okay. I gave you one.
In Platoon. Now, what was your second favorite?
Charlie Sheen. There's so many. Wall Street.
Of course. Good one.
That's two. Like, Evan, I'm. What was that?
No, you're on it.
Yeah, but it looked like you were shocked I was on it.
There's an obvious one.
Charlie Sheen, Platoon.
Major League?
Yeah. Oh, I was going there. No, I wasn't there.
You hate to see it.
F, thank you, but I was
good
going
job,
there.
Evan.
Yeah. But, dude.
Dude, what?
No, I'm just telling you. There's a lot of talented people not getting a lot of credit. We should just hashtag random. That should be like, maybe on a Friday or a Thursday when we're loose, we should have where we can point out people that not getting their propers. Sean Livingston, let's bring him on.
Why?
Because
he doesn't play anymore.
Yeah, but when you played, we took you for granted.
No, I didn't. He was the best post-up player in the Warriors for 5 years.
When you think it's the last time he heard that? That's what I'm talking about. Get
it's not my job to compliment
here.
A guy who's a has-been.
Stop. Charlie.
And by the way, Goo, and I've told you this over the years, they're just human beings.
You please.
They're just
I've been around
people.
Stars. You don't got to tell me. Eddie House.
Oh, I'll tell you. Okay, here you go.
Ellie.
Hey, Caleb, I see you there. You're going to have to wait another minute. How come you guys didn't ask me about the text I sent who I saw up at Bandon Dunes in Oregon?
I didn't like it.
Why?
You explain you went groupie on us. I wasn't used to it coming from you.
This is so, you're so wrong. It's
I
not
didn't
even
like you. I got to be
funny.
Honest.
It's not even freaking funny. Yeah, okay. Please. These guys,
all of them.
First of all, there were a couple guys I didn't know. So I come off the course. And there's a group of guys sitting there that have obviously just come off the course too. And I noticed that three of them had played in the NBA or were NBA players. DeAndre Jordan, Zach LaVine, and Dougie McDermott. What are you saying, oh my God?
Oh my God. All you did was send those three names to the chat. You didn't say you saw them.
We have. Oh. I was like, "What's he talking about?"
Like,
Evan?
I have no clue what that means.
They were up at Bandon, and I saw them.
We put it together, Stoney, after a day.
I thought you were putting together like the list of your worst.
Are they Warriors? Like,
worst
what
players.
Happened? But anyway, did you say what's up?
I went up to DeAndre Jordan because I've heard he's a really nice guy.
Did you have your pen with you?
What pen?
Give me an autograph.
Guru, I'm not you with Steph Curry. They're just people.
Well, we take pictures.
In fact,
yeah.
I was just like, hey, what's going on, man? How'd you play today?
Oh, there you go.
He goes, oh, I did all right. I said, what'd you shoot? He said, 104.
Oh, Lord, hang on.
And I said, and of course, because this is who I am, I said, that's not bad on these courses, man. They're tough.
You're gutless.
Stick with
you
it.
Are 104 is like, dude.
And then I walk by LaVine and I go, would you shoot? LaVine said 90. That's pretty good. Pretty good, Zach. 89 today, though.
Did you get a who are you?
I walked away. All that right. was it.
No, you should have.
All right, fellas. Have a great trip. See, that's the way I do it.
Any cocktails?
I didn't notice.
All right.
They seemed all very coherent.
That's pretty dope, man. I mean, Jordan
not
tall in person, though, huh? DeAndre.
About 7'2".
Dude.
He's a big boy.
Oh.
He is a big boy.
That didn't make your trip, though.
What do you mean?
I'm not used to you. What?
No,
you
didn't
know,
make my trip.
Starry-eyed.
I'm not starry-eyed.
It sounded like that on the text when we figured out what happened.
Right by Dougie Buckets, and because
dude's still playing.
Is he? Prove it. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Oh, man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, baby?
I always watch you guys on the YouTube, man. Goo, I see you with that button on, man. Anybody go to Hawaii?
Shout out to Mr. Furley, a roper on Three's Company.
You
got to
call back. Caleb, call back. You sound terrible.
And Evan, I got a problem. I got Charlie Sheen in Money Talks with Chris Tucker before Major League. That's why I was a little late to it. So Major League would be fourth, but Money Talks with Charlie
Sheen.
Money
Talks is what just came in over the text. 510, Money Talks on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys.
Well, I got the YouTube chat.
Oh, boy.
No, I got the YouTube chat up. Come look. Anyway, don't you ever bring your phone that close to me and make me read something. That was uncomfortable.
June 11th.
Why did he put it in front of your face like it's what he needs to read?
And I'm old. Like,
Goo needed to read.
Yeah, but you don't put it.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm just telling you.
Don't tell me.
Not everyone's nearsighted.
No doubt. Money Talks was incredible. Charlie Sheen and young Chris Tucker.
Well, look at this. Uncle Looney, you too can be an NBA insider. He said Dougie Buckets re-signed with Sacramento. So that means he and LaVine are teammates.
Where did Jordan come in? They're folks.
Jordan.
You can never know. Get to the origin of relationships.
Maybe they got the same agent or something.
Yeah. Could be something like that.
DeAndre just collecting the check. That's going to be a nice pitching.
He's a...
All that size, you can't get out there.
Mm. He's 42.
He backs up Jokic.
So is Verlander.
Yeah, hey, leave that to you. You know, I was thinking about this. Hold on. You're listening. You haven't heard this in a while, have you, people? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, we can go back to Caleb because he does want to talk some Niners. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
Good. Is I sound better?
Yeah, we got you, baby.
And then, you know, I got to compliment you too, Steiny, on your button-up, man. If I had to guess, Macy's, Target, what are you doing?
What with
your outfit and your shirt, where'd you get it from?
I don't know. It's where my partner gets
it.
Well,
you get you're in a shirt club too.
Menlo House, it's called, I think.
There you go, Danny. Yeah. I didn't forget about Evan, man. I caught what Evan said a while back about, Evan called you an idiot, Stanya. You know, he has to call this.
Boy,
that's
you
my
being
job.
Messy, man.
You know what? Hey, Caleb.
Caleb, you
I think
got
you're exactly
too.
Right.
He said it,
took me by surprise. He took me by so much surprise, I didn't even have a reaction.
Oh.
But look, let's talk some Niners stuff, man. Even though, you know, I'm a Raider fan. You know, everyone knows that. But, look. I think the biggest addition the Niners made this offseason is bringing back Robert Saleh. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, man, but I think, especially since D'Amico Ryan's left, I think this defense as a whole has just taken a step back. And I get it that Robert Saleh doesn't have all the pieces that he had when he was the DC when he was there. But I think just bringing back that kind of mentality – in his mindset, just his character, I think he's going to give some juice back to this defense. And I think they've been missing that. And look, I mean, when Robert Saleh was the head coach for the Jets for those few years, like they built a really good defense. So he knows that side of the ball. I think bringing him back is really, I think people are going to realize and throughout the season, like, man, this Niners defense is back flying around and playing with the energy that wasn't there the last few years, I think.
No, good call.
Thanks, Caleb.
But
appreciate
it's kind of scary, too, though, Stani.
What is? It's just football.
No, Robert Saleh and Evan and I got into this. And hopefully you listen.
Oh.
But no, we just talked about if you don't got the horses, can you really win the race? And one thing about Robert Saleh, who, like D'Amico Ryans, was incredible, passionate, and the players fed off of him on the defensive side of the ball, all of them for that matter. But, Stani, do they have the horses? I know you got Warner and Bosa and Lenore, but do you got the same depth that you had last time you were, you know, a star on this team? So it'll be fun to see what he can do and how much he can do, where a lot's going to be predicated on how these rookies take off. And Mykael Williams, Stani, we didn't see him at all. Nick Martin's flashing, showing, so okay, we'll see if he can take that into the regular season. But they're so dependent, Caleb, and any Niner fan out there, and Saleh, on what these young guys are going to do and how fast they can pick up this system.
Right.
And it's not just week one, I get it.
But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is kind of what, and the comparison may be way off, but it's Moody. I'm going to say Moody / Saleh and the defense. All right, I got news for you. Robert Saleh will not be judged this year. He is assumed to be a great defensive coordinator, especially when he was here. So if the 49ers defense isn't very good, it will be all on the personnel, because that's what we all think of Robert Saleh. Like, I don't believe Saleh can possibly be blamed if the defense isn't good. Moody, on the other hand, like, you're going into the season with a question mark. And I get they're two different things, but like, Saleh and the defense, they just have all year to try to get better and to improve week to week. And hopefully by the end of the season, they're better than they are at the beginning. Like, Moody doesn't have that luxury. Moody's got to be great early, and he's got to be great all season long. So when I look at the 49ers defense, like, Robert Saleh is a made man. There's nobody, I don't think there's anything that could happen to this defense where in a year we're saying, boy, Saleh just doesn't have it anymore. He's too highly thought of here. And because of that, he's not going to get any heat.
Oh, Stani, there's a lot there.
Nothing.
Yes, there is.
Team's too young. He's not going to get blamed for anything.
No, but the beautiful thing about being a top-tier teacher is everybody can grade or teach the smart kid. It's the C's and D's. Can you get them up a notch or two? And if teams run roughshod over the Niners,
yes,
then it's not about – then there's going to be replacements. I mean, if right. It goes all
but it's
bad.
Not, it's will not come but, on Saleh.
But
that's
not,
all I'm saying.
And
it's,
I'm not
Saleh
okay.
will not, he will not take the heat if this team doesn't have a good defensive
year. Well, does that
year.
Apply to Kyle too? Are you there with Kyle? Is somehow this team goes 6-11 and there's not injuries? Are you going to say, oh, Kyle just didn't have the horses? There's always
no,
a way
say
to
they're
judge.
Young. Right. We're going to say they're young.
And the beautiful thing about youth is maybe they don't get the results, but they're going to have moments to where we're like, man, they come back. They did well for themselves. Some having stellar rookie seasons. That's when I say, hey, look at Saleh. He's coaching them up. But I don't, like Stani, if this team is just Swiss cheese, I am going to – it's not – he ain't getting fired, but I'm going to say, okay, oh, he don't have the horses.
Right.
But are you raising the – are you the guy to raise the horses to get to that juncture
well,
or plateau?
We don't know that any of these young players will ever become a Bosa, a Warner, a Greenlaw, all those guys. So if their defense is bad,
which I don't expect
their
it to be,
their personnel will get hammered, not Robert Saleh. Because – it's just assumed that Saleh is a great defensive coordinator.
So if Mykal Williams doesn't have the best rookie season, and that's too strong.
It's on Mykal Williams. It's not on Robert Saleh, I don't think. I mean, he's supposed to be the best defensive coordinator in football. One of the best.
Yeah, one of
so
them
if Mykal Williams stinks, I just that, is that on Saleh?
And you know what, Stani? Let's put another right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. We would be fools to use 1 year as to get to that. Does Stani or Goose stink? It's still going to be. They could struggle, get better at the end, but it's going to take a little longer for just 1 year for us, I believe, to make that strong of a statement about any of these youngsters you're relying on. The Nick Martins. You know what I mean? Like, I could be wrong, but...
But there will see signs.
But okay, give me this, and we
like
could,
how
Robert
was Javon Kinlaw's rookie year?
Well,
Well, like it wasn't good, and
it
got
led
better.
You to the next year thinking, "Oh, it's going to pop this one. It's going to pop," and it never popped.
Right.
So, like, how many? I think we could say now it wasn't any coordinator's fault with Kinlaw, right? It was on him when it was all said and done because he had enough chances in a Niner uniform. My point is, I think this is an opportunity for a guy like Saleh that's already made, and you're right, his reputation is what it is. But, Stani, if these guys get it, let's just say, a little quicker than we thought, and this Niner defense is thumping and bumping, then we're going to be Robert Saleh's in, like, he's elevating what his portfolio is now. Because he's got these guys to pick it up that much faster. And he's blitzing. And whatever they're lacking for, maybe with a lack of rush, you know, they're bringing guys. There's so many ways for Robert Saleh to shine with this young group if they get it. And I guess what I'm telling you, partner, is I do have expectations for this defense. Not that they're going to be the top five defense, but you kind of know it when you see it. I'm not saying he's getting fired, Tony, if this was bad.
I think this is
an opportunity to coach him up, and you got some OGs that are still in their prime.
He's obviously going to coach them up.
Yeah.
My main point is, with so many young players and first-year starters on the defense, Robert Saleh is not going to be talked about.
Mm.
The only way we're going to talk about it is if Williams isn't playing, and Martin's not playing, and Collins isn't playing, and they're not very good defensively. Then we're going to start saying, well, who are these guys that they drafted?
That's interesting.
I don't think Robert Saleh will get an iota of criticism.
Evan, where are you at on that? With the Saleh meter, just in your thoughts on this Niner defense, I think there's an opportunity if they get it. He's elevated. I'm definitely not fired, but where are you at on if it went bad? Is it just on the players and not him at all?
I think that's kind of why he took the job, because he can win if he elevates an unproven group. And if he loses, there's not ramifications for it. I would say, if anything, I don't know, some people by the end of the season, if it goes horribly wrong, might even think about, could Saleh replace Shanahan?
Man, I get the map, the roadmap there. But yeah, Stani, he's not getting fired. I got you. But I do feel like there is, and you could call it unrealistic, but if you got this group up and running, he would be more of a guy than he is now. But if you didn't, I think 1 year is too soon to say Stani didn't pan out. Like the Kinlaw thing, he got chance after chance, and, you know, at the end it didn't pop.
My assumption is that Robert Saleh, from everything I've heard, is a great defensive coordinator.
Man, teacher.
Okay, yep. So that to me, what I'm going to assume is that if Robert Saleh is as good of a defensive coordinator as everybody says he is, well, then he will get the most, whatever that is, out of this defense. And all I'm saying is, if this defense is not very good, I'll still assume he's gotten the most out of it, and that the players just aren't very good.
In year one, for whatever you...
Sure.
Yeah, like Bosa, we're watching... Stani, we ain't talking much about it. I know we're up against it. I can't wait to see how he comes in. You got to dominate, Jack. Live up to that contract, Jack.
You don't think he's been living up to it?
I think he's just been walking in the park.
That segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Gene and Mike. I'll get to you guys on the other side. Hey, this Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.